Like I said, it can be hard to narrow yourself down to 5 tracks, so we're getting to the end now, track number 4. How many darlings have you killed for this list?
Oh my God, loads, loads, loads. We had a list of 10, and then we had, okay, fine, take that off. But I think we're gonna go for one, actually, we'll do our own track last. Let's go for, actually, one of my biggest influences, again, and another favorite for the whole band is Blondie. Mm-hmm. I was 10 years old, I was watching Top of the Pops, which is this massive TV show in England. And I, you know when you're like a kid, you watch television like that, you know? Yeah. Like. You know,
get away from the screen, you ruin your eyes.
Exactly. So I was watching TV like that, and I just remember this girl came on in a black and white stripy dress. And I remember, to this moment, I remember that was the moment when I thought, I want to be a singer. She came on and she sang, I don't know what the song was, I can't even remember.
Denis.
That's the one. And I was like, oh my God, that is amazing. I want to be a singer. And then I kept it to myself for about 10 years that I wanted to be a singer. Because I was from like a West Indian family, you know, there was like, everyone could sing in my family. And being a singer was not seen as a credible way to be, you know, teacher, doctor, lawyer, all those things, but not a singer. So I just kind of kept it to myself until I got to university.
And when you say you kept it to yourself, did you do it in a way that not gonna happen, or I'm gonna do this, but I'm not gonna tell anyone?
Yeah, exactly. I did it and I thought, I'm not gonna tell anyone. And I started writing songs. That's when I started writing songs. I'd write songs and I'd fold them up and put them under my pillow. And so by the time I was 13, I think I'd written about 20 songs. And then somebody bought me a Filofax at 13. Is that long ago? And I folded them all up in my Filofax, which I'm sure is around somewhere. But
somewhere in
the
museum.
They weren't that good. I'll tell you right now, they were not that good. But that was that. It was Blondie that inspired me, and I love this song, Union City Blue. I love the melody, love the groove, and I love the way she sings it. Union City Blue.
It's a great tune, isn't it?
Union. Well, I'm not good. Anyway.
Yeah, brilliant. I actually met her, actually, a few years ago.
Me too.
I wanted to ask if you ever met Deborah.
Yeah, she was lovely. She was really cool. I was really scared of saying hi to her because sometimes you can meet an American star and you can go up and say hello to them. They can be actually quite rude to you and kind of crush you. And these big stars. I was in an airport and she was literally on her own checking in, and I was the next check-in, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, no one there, and I plucked up the courage and I went up to her and I said, oh hi, I'm from Skokanansi, I'm a really big fan. And she said, oh yeah, I saw you play last night. And she was super nice. And it was like, yeah.
It can be so stressful meeting your heroes.
No, it can be really stressful. I met her too, and she was, again, lovely. And she knew exactly who I was, which, you know, was nice.
Yes,
a nice bonus. And she was lovely. She's great.